This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. Before Kate Blanchett, time now for sports. You know, but a lot of sports talk this week hasn't been about scores on playing fields. In any case, the silence following Tiger Woods' run-in with the fire hydrant was filled by tabloid speculation. And this week, a number of women who have allegedly been involved with Mr. Woods have come forward. Our sportsman, Howard Bryant of ESPN, joins us now. Thanks for being with us, Howard.
Good morning, Scott. I am not on his text message list. It's guaranteed.
Oh, well, I'm glad you put it that way. Because what I would like...
My tracks, my friend.
See, what I would like to do with you, Howard, is to pretend that you and I are too high-minded to talk about this story by just complaining about how much attention it's gotten in the media.
Well, it's an interesting story, and I think that the complaint that it has gotten too much attention in the media is a good one. I think that certainly when you think about all of the other things that are happening in the world, why are we so concerned with Tiger Woods' driveway and whether he was barefoot or whether he wasn't, whether he was snoring or whether he was not, or whether his wife took a 9-iron to his car, is nonsense. And I tend to agree with that. The only issue that I have with it is that from a privacy standpoint, once he gets in his car and once he starts going down his driveway, then it's not private anymore. And my concern would have been, let's just suppose that whatever duress he was under, let's suppose he gets out of that driveway and then he's out on the road and he can hurt somebody else. So to me, as long as he stays in the privacy of his own house or his own home, I really don't care. But he could have hurt other people. That, however, is not really what people want to talk about. They just know who's on his list and what other women are going to come forward, and that does kind of bore me as well.
A practical sports business question. Does it in any way jeopardize the image factory that is Tiger Woods and his endorsements?
Well, I think one interesting thing about it that I don't think Tiger Woods really has gone out of his way to position himself as the Messiah. That really did come from his dad. I think that Tiger, as an athlete, has really kind of sought more privacy. And I think the hypocrisy factor, the hypocrite factor, is what can hurt him.
Yeah.
But let's face it, he's the first billion-dollar athlete in American history. I don't think it's going to affect him that much. And I think the reason is because he really did not go out of his way. I don't think there's a lot of contradictory statement there between him and his money. I think he's always been kind of a money-driven corporate guy, a lot like Michael Jordan.
I want to talk about college football. Oregon's going to the Rose Bowl this year after beating Oregon State on Thursday. Oregon reinstated LeGarrette Blount, the running back who was suspended this year after punching a player from Boise State. I thought he'd been suspended for the whole season.
He'd been reinstated a couple of weeks ago, and there was a great deal of consternation about that, and whether or not the school had really gone out of its way to return a player once they realized that they were close to winning. And there is a very cynical edge to that, and also the fact that there had been folks in the beginning, from the start of the season when the incident first happened, when he punched the Boise State player, that the school had overreacted. I think it's a little bit of both. And I think that if you're going to suspend a player for the season, you suspend him for the season, not simply until it looks like we have a really good chance to right later in the year.
Yeah, well, we didn't mean all that before. And quickly, this afternoon at the Georgia Dome, Alabama and Florida face off, unbeaten teams, and it might not be their first time playing over the next few weeks.
No, it may not be. I love this game. I think Florida's going to win. Alabama has a bit of magic about it because of what happened last year and how they lost to Utah. And I do think that these are the two best teams, but there are a lot of people out there who think Texas is just as good and should be the national champion.
Howard Bryant, senior writer for ESPN.com, the magazine, and the antifreeze. Thanks so much.
My pleasure.